Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hello, everybody.
Now, this week we're just addressing just like a tiny little question, really.
What's that?
What's your purpose in life?
That's not a tiny question.
I know.
That's so difficult to answer.
You just thought, I'm going to go big in this heartbeat. Let's just go for why I'm here.
Why am I here?
Yeah. And it is a hard question to answer. What's my purpose? You shared about the book from Rick Warren, which is called The Purpose-Driven Life. And I haven't read the whole thing. I've only read parts of it. But just the first few questions, they're so thought-provoking and confronting.
Well, I think the first thing our purpose is, well, why was I created?
Mm.
I was created to join in God's blessed life.
Mm.
He invites us in to his family.
Mm.
Everyone has that invitation, that purpose. Then after that is, well, what's my particular purpose? Mm. Why am I here on top of being in God's family and loving God and loving our neighbour? Was there something I meant to do?
Mm. And I mean, I've often thought my purpose is tied up in the loving God and loving my neighbour.
And most of the time, all of us, it is that, but it's still then quite individual for each person.
Mm. Mm.
Like I often reflect back on people who've now died, but in the past, Abraham Lincoln, did he fulfil his purpose in being a leader, in being who God wanted him to be?
Mm.
Alexander Bell, who produced the telephone, was that his purpose in life, for communication on top of, you know, loving God?
Mm.
Like, do you know what I mean? Different things that they've achieved or done, was that their purpose? Mm.
And then what about the people who will never know their name?
No.
Who've existed in all of history.
And didn't maybe invent something or seem to do something, but there was a purpose for them.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, I would count myself in that kind of book. I'm not going to invent anything. I wanted to invent the first flying car, but sadly that's been done. I missed my chance. So what's my purpose? It's a big question. And, you know, I know you're older than me, Mum, a few years ahead, but I feel like now at my point, it's something you continue to ask yourself.
Yes.
And for some people, it feels like their purpose feels like this one constant theme that runs through their life. And then for others, it's like, well, it changes depending on my season
of life. Where I'm at, what I'm doing, where I'm even living, because we move around so much nowadays in the world. People don't always stay in the same house, place, country. Mm. But, yeah, it's a question we need to continually ask. Lord, what is my purpose right now? Even this week, even today, Lord, what do you desire me to be, to do, to have, to, you know, like it encompasses us so much if we think about it. Now, we don't want it to make it a strain on our life, like, oh my goodness, and then forget about living life, because sometimes it's like you put your foot one step forward and then you see the next step.
Yeah.
And then you see the next step.
Mm.
And that's the way often God leads us into what we're supposed to do, our destiny, if you want to call it that. Like, because I think of Moses. Moses' purpose, what? Well, he had many, but he was born and his mother put him in a basket down the river. Mm. So he went to the Pharaoh's house and lived there for a time. But then he saw the mistreatment of the
Hebrew people.
So he then killed someone and then fled because he knew Pharaoh was the only one that could take someone's life in their society. And then he was looking after sheep you know, out in the field, and then a burning bush comes along.
Yeah.
Or it doesn't come along, but you know what I mean?
It's just there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And God has called him for the next purpose. So they're like very defining moments for him. If we reflect upon our life, I don't know if I'd have as drastic defining moments, but there'd be things that would have occurred or happened. I mean, I guess a defining moment is I leave school, I go to uni, and then I fall in love and get married. That's a defining moment.
Yeah.
So what's the purpose of that for me? But then it's not just me, because it encompasses my husband. And then I have children. Well, what's my purpose? To be the best mother I can be.
I was going to say the purpose then for that is this can be family.
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
Like that's that season. And then, you know, you've owned a business or worked and managed in a business and then, you know.
Yeah, so there's different things like that that are just normal life things that is part of God's plan for you and is part of the purpose of you for you. So sometimes we don't have to necessarily look for a bigger thing.
Yeah.
Could just be those things.
Like I've always felt that God's put in my heart to help people, but that always feels like such a nebulous phrase that
but aren't you doing that right now?
But yeah, but so that's why I feel like that's what drives my decisions and my, like you talked about at the end of the heartbeat, you know, purpose drives or influences our behaviors, our decisions, where we go. And that's what I think does drive what I say yes to, what I say no to. How does this help someone? But it's still a very nebulous phrase. You know, it's not specific, like I'm inventing the telephone or I'm going to this country to do, you know.
But do you
But I think that's all right.
Yeah, because do you think Abraham Lincoln thought, I'm going to be the leader?
Probably not.
No, he just had these leading skills and abilities and his purpose was to help people. Like he got up and did speeches, not for himself to, you know, look at me. It was to help society, help people where they were. So he was driven by that.
Yeah.
And so sometimes I think you can look back on your life and go, whoa, look what I've achieved or done. I didn't realize that but you were driven by other things.
Yeah. Yeah. And then it makes me think like purpose can be tied up in your season of life.
Your gifts and abilities.
But also, that's what I was about to say, your gifts and abilities. Like what is within you that you have just a natural gifting of?
Yeah.
Because we believe God gives us those things to then help live out what that purpose is.
And you can see that in leadership, in people who have that gift of leadership. They just naturally know what to say, know what to do. People follow them. But then you get others who are the followers. And you need to have the followers, otherwise who
Well, we have no leaders if you don't have followers.
Well, yeah, the leader has not leading anybody.
Yeah.
Yes, so I think sometimes the purpose is a bit nebulous till you actually reflect back upon your life a bit. You know what I mean?
And then
till you've got more life under your belt in a way.
Yeah, and then you reflect back and then you see where you are and then you go, you know what, maybe that then drives me forward to the next thing. As you look at what you have achieved and where your life is. And it's funny, I use the word what we've achieved. That makes it sound like, you know, a trophy or a necessarily a step up in your career. But achievement is not necessarily those things.
No, it could
it's
be hidden
the family
things.
That you've built.
Yeah.
You know, the children that you've helped to grow
up. The love
up,
that you've shared.
You know, so, yeah, like I think we all have to have the right perspective of what we're looking at. And does it come back to loving God and loving others?
And continue to ask the Lord, Lord, what do you have for me today? What do I need to do for you today, Lord? Maybe it is give yourself. Just sacrifice yourself to your children, to your husband, to your family. And not sacrifice in a bad way. It's serving them out of love. Like I often think Max Colby, he was a priest and he got taken into a concentration camp because he'd been helping people and everything. And then one day there was some prisoners who tried to escape. And so the German prison guards decided that they'd make an example to everybody to, well, this is not what you do. So they picked out, I think it was four or five people to kill. To actually kill in front of everybody. And one of the people who was picked cried out, "Have mercy, I have a wife and children and family. You know, please don't take my life." And Max Colby said, put up his hand or stepped forward and said, "I'll replace that man, take me instead." Mm. Was that his whole purpose in life, maybe? To give of himself so that someone else could live?
Mm.
And we know the story because of the prisoners that did stay alive, survived and shared the story.
Mm.
I'm just saying, how do we know truly what is ahead of us? But also we trust then God showing us bit by bit, day by day, what he desires of us. Because it would have been God who put that thought into Max Colby's mind.
Mm.
Why don't you take the place?
Mm. Mm. Yeah. And so really then that speaks to me of just constantly coming back to God. God, what is my purpose today, next year, this moment?
And if I'm not doing it, show me.
Mm.
Put me in the place. Help me.
Mm. And makes me think you shared from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 11, which talks about, "I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to give you hope and a future." But then you talked, you gave the version from the Message Bible, which says, this is God speaking, "I know what I'm doing. I have it all planned out." Like, I just really love the phrasing of that. Like, I leave it to me. I know what's going on.
Yeah.
You know, I've got plans to take care of you and not abandon you, plans to give you the future you hope for.
Trust in me.
Yeah. So it's that going back to God and saying, okay, God, what's next? I do trust in you. Okay.
Can you imagine God just being exasperated going, "Oh my goodness, would you just get it right? You know I've got good plans for you."
Yep.
You know?
Laughing at our frailty.
Yes.
Yeah. Not that he'd do that, but I mean just like recognizing.
Exasperated. Yeah. God got exasperated. Yeah. Yeah. Read it in the Old Testament so often. Mm.
So a weekly challenge. I don't think it can be as blunt as what's your purpose. I feel like that can be too big. But maybe the weekly challenge is to reflect back on things in your life.
Yeah.
To see where is God weaving things that go, okay, maybe this is where my purpose is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we hope that that has really blessed you, and we look forward to chatting with you again next time. Bye.
Bye, everybody.